Yay!
Okay, it is recording this time.
Yes, unlike, well, you guys probably don't know anything about it not recording last time. But last time we tried doing this on the way
Well, that was a test. Home.
Yeah. But we were testing this, trying to record, see what it would sound like on the way home in a car driving. And somebody
didn't actually record. I swear I pushed the button. I know I did.
Just because you pushed the button doesn't mean anything.
It means it should record.
Oh, okay. Well, since this is still the Babylons, there's just mostly just going to be two people. Me, Cody, and, well, Cody and
me,
Spencer.
Cody, and who?
The me was Cody, just so you guys know, so I'm not confused. If I confuse you guys, that sucks.
I think you're confusing yourself right now.
I am. I am very much confusing myself.
So, leaving the theater. Got tickets for the Hunger Games. Yeah. Cody is not is not the person I'm going with.
No, he has a girlfriend. And I'm going next week after I get paid and taking another girl. So, we're both going to see it just at different times. And he's going to be utterly exhausted tomorrow.
Yeah, because it's a 12:10. And the movie's like 2.5 hours long.
Yeah.
I
have to work with him in the morning, and we do manual labor, which is not going to be safe.
Oh, it'll be an adventure.
I'd rather take an arrow to the knee than have that little adventure.
Oh, ooh, that's serious.
Yeah. Shit just got real.
This will probably never get on there, though, if it sounds like crap. Which, is this still recording? Okay, just check.
That is him speeding up, if you guys can hear it. I don't know if you can.
All I hear right now is the engine. That'd be annoying. That'd be sad.
Would be. Oh, there's the correctional facility.
Passing the... Isn't that our jail?
Yeah, that's jail.
Why don't they just call it... No, they can't just call it Fairbanks Jail?
No, nobody calls it that. It's correctional facility. Or prison.
I was gonna say, way to skirt the name.
But we don't actually have prison. We have that.
So when you get arrested, we're taking you to the correctional facility. You're thinking, yeah. Oh... This is the place where I gotta go do some stuff for about a month and I'm home free.
No. We take you there and then we send you off to a prison down in Little 48.
Oh, they do?
That's basic. I think. I don't know. I've never been to a prison.
I suppose it would depend on.
I mean. I didn't say that.
I suppose it would depend on how severe your.
Yeah, if you murdered somebody, they're taking you down to Little 48 where they have to. Well, actually, we don't have the death penalty up here.
So they ship you where the death penalty is?
No. Probably not.
They probably should for some people.
Yeah. Some people I just think we should take them back, shoot them in the head.
Lob off their arms.
And then their legs.
We need to find a British guy.
I know one.
Does he have
one? Copeland?
He's British?
Yeah.
He doesn't
speak. Half British.
He doesn't, no. He's never.
His mother's British.
No, I mean like been to Britain, moved from Britain, came here.
Oh.
Yeah, but Copeland wasn't like that.
No. Actually, he's technically an American citizen because he was born on U.S. soil. I don't know if it was in Britain on a military installation or... I don't know.
Oh, so if you're on a military installation over there...
Yeah, any country, if you were born on a military installation, it is considered U.S. soil.
That's interesting.
All we gotta do is throw up a couple fences, say, hey... This is our military base. We now own this land. If they don't kick us out or wage war.
Oh.
They attack us or ask us politely, air quotes, to leave, then we have to leave. Otherwise, it could cause an international incident and lots of bad stuff happen.
And more video games come out.
Yeah.
Superb. Woo-hoo.
Or half of us die. Either way. It's a win-win. Population control. New video games, either way.
Population control.
With all the stupid people.
Yeah, that's what Hitler tried to enforce. It,
Hey. Don't be putting us up there with Hitler.
Oh, no.
No.
We wouldn't be the ones being attacked, remember?
Yeah.
What kind of car is that?
That is a Pontiac.
That looks like a deer for the logo.
Yeah.
Though.
It's Pontiac's, symbol.
I thought the name Pontiac was for a horse. It was a type of horse.
That's Ford Mustang. That's a Pontiac.
Are you sure?
Yes, that is a Pontiac.
And
Pontiac and wait, Impala.
That's it.
No.
Pontiac, that's
no, never mind.
That's a breed of a horse, I'm pretty sure.
I know it's a type of car.
Yeah, I saw one earlier. And
we apologize for the blinker noise that I'm pretty sure you can hear because it's freaking loud.
Oh, no. They'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it.
If you don't, too bad. Let us know on the website if you know what company makes the Impala. That has a little antelope-looking...
If anyone cares.
If anybody cares. If anybody even listens to this.
Seeing as this is a test. It's a test.
So, well... If it's good, then we'll put it up. If it's not, then...
Another failed experiment, which will just sit on my iPhone for the next 3 months before I figure out, I need more space.
Let's delete this.
I think I still have all the others, too. Raw files, unedited.
And you will never find us. I hope you guys know that if you look for us.
Bradley Latham Street on Cushman 1.
I don't know.
They wouldn't care.
They don't even know what state it is.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
What?
Most of the traffic we got on the site was generally from Facebook, because the site, my account was linked with it.
Yeah.
Finally, Facebook has a good use. Yeah.
You're never on it anyway.
I'm not.
The only reason I go on it is to laugh at other people's BS and just read my fortune cookie.
I don't. It just makes me angry.
But I actually put a poll up there for people, our argument that we're going to have eventually. If we don't have it now, but...
Oh, we can do it right now.
But if this is a test, I want to get into the argument, and then...
Well, true.
We'll do it on the next one if this one works. So if you guys do end up listening to this, we're going to have an argument. Next podcast...
They can't see your hand gestures, but...
I know, but I have to do them anyway. Just gotta do it. But next podcast, we're gonna have an argument. So go onto our website, post comments on what you would rather be in terms of adventures. Not necessarily powers, but the kind of adventures you can have doing it. No arrow to the knee jokes. Because we're gonna have plenty of those anyway. But... Leave up there if you would rather be a Greek demigod, Greek or Roman, doesn't matter. Basically, kind of like the same thing. But, or a Jedi Knight, a Pokemon trainer, or the Avatar. You know, Master of All Four Elements. I don't know if you've seen that movie. The Last Airbender, if you've seen the live action one that sucks.
I thought it was good.
But you haven't watched the series. That's why.
I've seen a couple episodes. My cousins were pretty big into that.
But it's a better series than the movie made it out to be. Like, they're doing all this kung fu together. It's like, no. They never do hand-to-hand unless absolutely necessary, or they don't have bending ability.
Yeah.
Other than that, they use their bending.
Yeah, there were some parts in it that I thought were a little...
Yeah.
Weird. Like, when it comes to that village... Benders or whatever,
yeah.
And all of a sudden he does something, and all of a sudden everyone who hasn't used bending for like 100 years or so,
yeah.
And suddenly they're doing it in synchronized movements in groups.
Yeah,
that never happened
in the series. And the person who gave the speech in the series was actually Katara.
This guy,
Katara. She's the one who actually. Says the speech and everything. And they're on a ship, too. Trying to, like, steal. That's why they hadn't escaped before. There was no Earth other than the coal.
No.
Yeah.
Much coal.
So much coal. So much coal.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. No.
It wasn't the poor. Anyway, as you were saying...
So since I'm not going to be sleeping tonight, I'm going to be coming home, going straight to Minecraft.
I still say you take a nap, man.
I'm going to... I might... We're going to... Well, I mean, me and a certain individual, me and my girlfriend, yeah, there we go, are going
him
to
and his lady friends.
Probably do something when I get home, till the time. Let's not say, no. probably watch Courageous, and then go straight to another movie. So I might sleep through that.
unless other things start happening. Because you did have your hand in places.
It was on a fly.
Doesn't have to... Just a few inches higher.
No. It was on her thigh, and it wasn't going to go any farther. Shut up.
You walked up to her.
Shut up. No.
I'm not going to comment on that, because then she's going to listen, and you're going to get in trouble again.
Yeah. Maybe I should cut that out. Oh, no. I didn't say that.
Maybe our other friend.
Maybe I should just stop talking.
Yeah. You kind of need it in this lane, don't you?
I'm undecided right now. This guy should go a little faster.
You need to get in the right lane. Because I should not feel like going all the way to North Pole.
Why? It's quite an adventure.
And then back.
But it's oh so lovely. I mean, look. Okay, he's turning two. Never mind. That was this. I'm surprised how quickly I went down to half a tank, too. I need to find some way to get
more than mine.
Oh, wait, I did put the cheap fuel in there.
The cheap stuff.
The cheap fuel that's still really expensive.
Yeah, up here. If you guys don't know, down at Low 48, if you ever listen to it.
If.
I doubt it. If. Highly if. How you guys have maybe, I don't know, I don't keep up very much, like $2, $3 a gallon.
It's like
we're almost up to $5 a gallon up here.
In North Pole.
Yes.
In North Pole, it's $4.50.
I think it's still going up, but
well,
summer is scheduled to be $5 a gallon at least. I'm walking a lot.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'll drive to work. And
that's it.
Of course, I'll be like the one guy's like, oh, I'm just gonna be riding my bike everywhere. Then I still end up driving.
I will be, if I'm just going to North Pole or some short distance, like to your house, I'm riding my bike, screw that.
Save
or running, because I need to get in shape for basic training.
Yeah, you fatty.
Hey.
Cody here is going off into the military this summer.
The Air Force, because they are superior.
Because they're fat.
I get to go to basic training in September, so should be fun. Down in Texas, which is warm, and a lot different than up here.
Oh, yeah, when I went down to Utah, came out, air pressure was different. I couldn't run very far. It was so hot.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
And then I look outside, and there's this lady jogging at full speed for, like, a mile. And I was like,
yeah, why were you following her for a mile?
I wasn't. We passed her, and then I looked, and then at the stop sign while we waited, traffic was really thick, and she passed us on the sidewalk, jogging.
Yeah, but, yeah, I went to Texas for the first time.
Into freshman year,
and during summertime, after being in Alaska, very cool, dry heat, not very warm.
Really?
Yeah, wasn't that warm? Well, up here, it's not that warm.
Oh, I thought you were talking about down there.
No, I went to Texas. It's humid and hot and everything. I still have my sweater on from the plane ride, and I was in the airport. I got all my stuff. First, I had to describe to my cousin's husband, boyfriend at the time, what my bag looked like, even though it was a military duffel bag, one that he was issued in the Army. And he thought I said it's an Army duffel bag. He thought it was the digital stuff. I'm like, no, it's an Army-issued duffel bag. He's like, oh, I know what those look like. I'm like, I hope you do. But I'm getting sidetracked. I went to walk outside with my sweater on.
Done.
Doors opened, and it was a wall of humidity and heat just, boom, almost knocked me on my ass. Not literally, but, so, as soon as I walked outside, I took my sweater off, and I'm like, ah.
And it's still burning.
Yes.
Can't take off my skin.
And then further into the summer, I see people, it was like 40 degrees outside, people bundling up in sweaters and crap. It was at night. We went to a softball game for John, And he just, and everybody was bundling up. It dropped to like 30 degrees, 30, 35, 40, and everybody's bundling up. I'm taking my sweater off. I'm freaking dying. And they're like, aren't you cold? I'm like, no, I am melting over here.
Yeah, my cousin's in Arizona, and we went to go see them a couple of years ago. Walked out, same thing, walked out of the airport, heat wave. All of a sudden, I didn't feel the need to keep my jacket on as long. I never wore shorts, though. I kept my pants on the whole time.
Yeah, I didn't wear shorts either.
But when we walked, well, anyways, when me and my cousins walked outside to go down the trampoline, they were like, it's freezing out here. Of course, they were in shorts and tank top, whatever. And I was still in my everyday clothes. They're like, why don't you go change into shorts or something? It's so hot out. It's so cold outside. No. Whoa. Where am I going with this? That's a wrong temperature. They were freezing. I was boiling. And they were saying it's cold. And I said, this is perfect weather in Alaska. If it was only like this all the time.
I would love it.
It would be perfect.
I love Alaska. It's just cold. I don't like.
Oh, no. When I come back, live on my own and such and have enough cash to do what I want, I will fly down and live somewhere else.
During the winter time?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what a friend of mine does. He works all summer long. Him and his family, they grow crops and they sell them all and everything. They have another house in Hawaii that when first snowfall, boop, they're gone.
Just leave everything and goes there.
Yep.
Because they have everything there,
They have everything else there. Like, I hate you so much.
That'd be sweet. You'd have to buy two iPads and send one there.
When I'm in the military, every time I go to leave, or get leave, I'm either gonna get on a hops, which is a plane going random places, and all I gotta do is say, hey, I'm going with them. Don't actually have to be on mission or anything. Just go with them, and it's a free plane ride to wherever.
You get a free brand plane.
Yeah. That's what the hops are. You just hop onto the plane going somewhere, and then you hop back on and leave. How much can you do that?
Yeah.
As much as you want, as long as you have leave.
So, you've been on duty for a month.
Then you can request a certain amount of leave, and if
you just go to the airport and say, when's the first flight?
I guess there's some more paperwork and stuff you have to fill out or do something. But basically, yeah, that's what you do. You just go to wherever a plane is leaving, hop on, and go.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then you just, when they're coming back, either that or you're going to have to catch another one back, is you get back on that plane and you come back to your duty station. Never have to pay for a plane ride ever.
Maybe.
Unless I have leave and there's no hops going where I want to go, like up here.
Can you do that with your family too? Or is it just you?
Yeah, I think so. But I don't plan on having a family, so it doesn't matter.
Well,
I don't want to get married. Do you know what my job is going to be? It's going to be a sniper. I go by myself sometimes. They're going to be worrying like crazy. My mother's already worrying.
Yeah, I could see your mom easily having a heart attack from
A wife and kids. Are you kidding? They'd be like, oh, sniper killed in Afghanistan. Like, oh no, dad! And then you walk through the front door and you're like, yes! And then you get punched in the face because you worried your wife.
Like, that was you telling that story about your mom beating your dad up.
Yeah, my mother is not abusive. Okay, just so you guys know, don't call the cops on her or anything.
No one knows who she is or who you are.
There was one day we were sitting there and we heard a big pop in the back of our house. And my dad's like, Stephanie, what was that? She's like, I don't know. And he walks back there and then he just walks back out. He's like, get out of the house now. And my mom's bathroom was on fire. And so he went out there, they're back there, tried putting it out with pillows. Because that's the only thing he had at the time. And my mom went out there, room full of smoke, and she was trying to yell his name, get the the fire extinguisher to him. And he didn't answer. Kept, didn't answer. And then she heard an explosion of her nail stuff combusting in the flame, in the heat. She freaks out, and then at one point, I think it was after the explosion, actually, my sister was going out the door, and the door slammed shut on her, locking her in, essentially, but it wasn't locked, so she just opened it, knocked, and then it, also, my grandma was there, knocked my grandmother fell over. Like, she fell on her ass. And, but they got out, and then when my dad finally came out, my mom beat the crap out of him because he scared her half to death. He had no hair on his arms anymore, his eyebrows were gone, his hair was singed, his beard was singed.
He had a beard?
Yeah, kinda.
No.
Mustache, beardish. Like, he hadn't shaved in a few days, or in a day, or so. So.
There's nothing in your house, or my house, that you need, right? Right, because this is your turn.
No, good. There's not.
Good. Oh, going up a little fast.
Perfect.
No way, that's not gonna happen.
Oh, you're a pansy. Oh, my dad's. Ah, oh, crap.
Ah, here comes your sausages.
What?
They look funny. Excuse me, poodles. Pooches, poodles.
Inside. Get inside.
Move, you retard.
Oh, they'll move. You won't hit them. Don't worry. Never mind. You just clipped him. He's fine. He's old. He's.
You won't hit him, funk.
No, I think he hit you is what happened. But all right. Well,
no.
That's the end of.
Get off.
That's the end of
door.
The. This test or podcast, depending on if it's up there or not. But thank you for listening.
Till next time.
Yes.